Well, years ago, and you and Andrew are probably, Andrew's barely, there was a statement that when you judge another, you are judging yourself. What does this mean to you?
Matter of fact, Karen and I were talking about that today. And that statement means that when I see myself and others and in others, and I'm judging really myself because I'm seeing behavior in others that is mine and that I don't like.
Yeah, but you see, now you just gave yourself a caveat, an out, a run and hide. I didn't say that. I didn't mean that.
Well, you asked me what it meant, and I told you.
Wait this minute. Don't get testy with me, goddammit. All I'm saying is the way and the manner in which you answered that question, you gave yourself an escape.
Can you tell me what the escape was?
Please? I will in a minute if I hear from Andrew.
To me that statement means that what I see in another is what I'm doing. I perceive them in the way that I am, and so whatever I'm judging is actually my own self-doings and qualities. I project that onto the other person and say, hey, that's them, but it's really me, so I judge myself.
Okay, you didn't quite give yourself an out like Patrick did. Patrick said, when I see myself in others, that's an escape route.
Mm. Oh, wow, that was so...
Did you understand that? Okay. Do you understand that, Patrick?
No, I don't, Roger.
Because
you... Saying that sometimes you don't see yourself in others.
The idea of the statement was that not when you see yourself, but anytime you are judging another under any conditions, don't set any conditions on that, that doesn't set any, whenever you judge another, you are actually judging yourself. And all I said to Andrew is he set certain conditions on his, but not as much as you did. Is it possible that it means when you judge another, you are actually and only judging yourself? It isn't a matter of whether you see yourself in another. It doesn't matter whether you see what they're doing seems to be something you're doing, etc. None of that escape route. Whenever you judge another, you are judging yourself. Does that really make sense?
Upon reflection, yes.
Andrew?
I think so, yes.
Well, let me ask you this question. If that's true, can we say that whenever you love another, you're loving yourself?
Yes.
Is that valid? Is it, if the first is valid, is that valid?
Give me the first again, sorry.
When you judge another, you are judging yourself. And all I said then, if that's valid, no exceptions, no caveats, no escapes, when you judge another, you are judging yourself, then can I not say, well, when you love another, you are loving yourself?
Yes. Yes.
When you hate another, you hate yourself?
Yes. Yes.
When you are proud of another, you are proud of yourself?
Yes.
Is that okay with you, Andrew?
Yep.
Well, yeah. that happens
well, that
to...
Happens, we're telling you're going to...
What? That happens to be...
Well, I was just pausing to think.
Okay, go ahead and say what you're going to say.
I was just pausing to think about it now that we've gotten that far.
Well, those three or four statements are selfing. And could you please tell me how it is possible for you to do anything that is not selfing? Language gives you the escape of saying, you are thinking, you are judging, you are loving, you are all of these things, and it separates you from the action. You are doing the action. No, you are the action. You are, the action is selfing you. Now, do you understand selfing?
Yes.
That means that everything you say in that, then you are creating and revealing yourself. But you don't believe that. You believe that language allows you to think independent of yourself, speak independently of yourself, but life doesn't do that. Life says if you're doing it, you're selfing.
And is it true then that even when I do this thing I have called thinking up until now, I am actually selfing?
That's right. That's absolutely true.
Okay.
That's the only reason I circled your email, because you said selfing and then you went back to thinking. When you say you were thinking, you keep yourself separate from the thoughts.
Yeah.
No, I read the thoughts and say, that is Patrick. He just selfed himself. He is creating himself in that way, and he is revealing himself in that way.
Yes, that's very clear. I understand that, yes.
So then everything you do is selfing. If you think about the temperature on the backside of the moon, you are selfing. And you don't come back to me and say, but that's not about me. Yes, it is, because you are doing it. You are thinking it.
Mm.
It's the thought itself that reveals you what it is you're thinking about, and the context and nature of what you're thinking about. Every thought and every action and every belief or everything that you have is creating you and revealing you.
I like that.
Well, you like that, but you argue against that all the time, because I use that as a given for me. So the way you say something and how you say and what you say then is a creation and revelation of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
We're back to, is it that when first on we talked about every belief, thought, attitude, word, and action? That encompasses all of that. That's all selfing.
That's all selfing. And originally it did not include emotions, because emotions are reactions and everything else in there is actions. But everybody complained about that, so I added emotions. But technically you can say every belief, thought, attitude, word, and action is selfing. But emotions, in a sense of that you are reacting in a certain way or a certain emotion, that does reveal you and it creates you.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes. Oh yeah. Very clear.
Since everything you do is selfing, and it is, do you see the importance of only doing what you are proud of?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Do you
see? Everything I'm doing is creating myself.
And wouldn't you then want to create yourself in the ways you are proud of?
Absolutely.
So,
definitely.
That means every action that you do that you are proud of, that the action then allows the universe to respond to you and reveal you in that way, okay?
Never a dull moment. Yep.
But if you also understand this as selfing, then you can understand that if you're even thinking thoughts or believing thoughts or ideas or concepts that you are not proud of, in that you are selfing, whether or not the universe responds.
Yeah. Sorry, could you roll that back just one time?
If you do an action, that action is selfing, and if you do an action you are proud of, the universe responds as you've commanded the universe to do. But if you are thinking or believing in these, or concepting or visualizing, and you are visualizing those things that you are not proud of, you are still selfing yourself, and you can be aware of that, though the universe is not responding to that.
Isn't it likely, then, that those things that I am or believing or attituding that the universe doesn't see and I'm not proud of is likely to lead to actions also?
Sure, but they may not. And all I'm saying is that if they do lead to actions, then you've got consequences or reactions of the universe, and your cause and effect attitude responds to that. Whereas if you're thinking it, you're still selfing it, but you don't see any consequences because you didn't action, or maybe you didn't action at that time until later. Then later when you action that, and the universe responds, you say, well, what the fuck's going on?
Yep.
So, thinking and visualizing and etc. allows you to decide whether you want to self yourself in that way. And if you don't, then don't act that way. Don't action any of those thoughts. But if you do, then go forth and action them as soon as you can, so that the universe can then respond to you in that way.
Of course.
So you get to judge yourself or know yourself or understand yourself before you go out there and command the universe to judge you or to respond to you, which you then consider to be a judgment. Is that okay?
Yeah, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Now, that means that in everything you say and do, you are selfing. And this is not a judgment of you, is it?
No.
It gives you a time or a moment for consideration. But if you think that I am judging you, that also is your selfing, not mine.
Aha! Wait, so...
So what?
Oh, yeah, it is, of course.
So, you can... That? Do you understand, then, that you can never be judged?
Can I ask you a question on that?
Yeah.
So, you could actually be judging me as a sentient being.
No, I can't judge you. How can I judge you? We started off with the presumption, if I'm judging you, I'm judging myself. I can't judge you.
Oh, I see. Oh, holy crap.
And you can't judge
you. I wanted to clarify.
Yeah, I can't judge you. See, all this crap that religion has imposed on you is completely false. Do you remember I told you years ago that I was in church when this guy was talking about Jesus and love and judgment and etc.? And I said to the guy that did the talking, I said, and everybody was going along with this, you know, wow, forgiveness, oh yeah, judging, yeah, forgiveness, wow. And I raised my hand and I asked him a question, and I said, if you met Jesus, would he forgive you? He said, oh yes, yes, yes. And everybody said, yes, yes, yes. And I said, you know, I really don't think that Jesus would forgive me, because I don't think he would ever see anything needing forgiveness. And everybody in the church wanted to stand up and boo and throw me out. And the guy came up to me after a while, after his lecture was over, and he says, you know, I'm beginning to see what you're saying here. You, I'm sorry to say, I really hate to tell you this, you guys, but you can't be judged. You can't judge yourself, and no one else can judge you relative to what we just said.
Son of a bitch.
Well, there is an old story about a student in class one time. He asked the teacher, what does the word contemplate mean? Think about it, the teacher said quickly. Oh, God, the student answered and whined. Can't you just tell me? So, do you begin to understand that most of the things that I am talking about, I'm trying to get you to think about these things, to contemplate about them, to consider these things. It doesn't do any good for me to just say, well, this is the answer.
Right.
And so it doesn't do me any good to say, you can't judge yourself and you can't judge another. You can never be judged. I just gave you a description of the whole process of selfing. The soon as you get into understanding selfing relative to the statement that in judging another you are judging yourself, just take those two things and put it together, and you can soon realize you can never be judged. No one can ever judge you. You can't be judged. Forgiveness is a non-issue. It should not be a part of your life. Now, I'll stand up in the middle of any church and say, God damn it, forgiveness! Don't talk about forgiveness! It should not be a part of your life. And they wouldn't understand.
So does it follow? Does it follow then, using that same pattern, that it's impossible to be loved?
Is it impossible? Of course.
Wow.
But another person can instill your loving yourself.
Let me think about that.
Now that's important right there, you see? Let me think about that. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it possible, if you begin to understand selfing in this way? Let me see how I want to say this. If you consider selfing in this way, if you consider yourself Gabriel, then in everything you do, you self yourself as Gabriel.
Correct.
You don't have to do something to be Gabriel. That's a conclusion.
Correct.
You don't have to do anything in that way. But you've selfed yourself as loner Pat merely by keeping Pat in your mind as self. Self is Pat. So everything you do in selfing, you're selfing Pat. All you have to do then is to declare self is Gabriel, and everything you do will be selfing Gabriel.
Yes. Raj, what if I don't, let's say I'm thinking here, I'm trying to think this out, and so you said I don't have to do anything to self myself as Gabriel, is that what you said?
Yeah.
And if I don't declare myself and self as Gabriel, I guess I'm still Gabriel, I'm just not aware.
No, you're still Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't declare yourself other than Andrew, or Pat other than Pat, then he is only selfing Pat, and you are only selfing Andrew, and that ain't you.
Okay, so to clarify this statement, I do have to do at least that. I have to do that.
Do what?
Is that correct? Declare myself as Gabriel and self in that way.
Well, what's wrong with that? You make that sound like that. You make
that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but at least I've got to do that. And that's the way you said it.
That's what I'm trying to clarify.
Why didn't you say, oh, I only have to do that? Wow.
Wow.
So don't you think I listen to the way you say these things? Because you just selfed yourself in that way. Oh, I gotta do that. Rather than, oh, I only have to do that. Now let me ask you a question, Andrew.
Yep.
Would you rather say, I really gotta do that in order to be second coming? Or would you rather say, that's all I have to do to be second coming?
Mm-hmm.
What?
That's all I have to do.
Then why do you even, you see, it doesn't matter. If you say that's what you would choose, why do you ever put that negative, well, then I gotta do that, out there?
Well, what I was asking was,
Wait. I don't care what you were asking. You're now trying to justify, and you're selfing yourself in the justification. If that's all you have to do, why didn't you say, hey, that's all I have to do? I'm trying to get you off of these old habits. And if you keep justifying and rationalizing and continuing and speaking your old habits, you ain't never going to leave them. And you are selfing yourself in that way when you say that. Now imagine how you would be selfing yourself and say, you're kidding, that's all I got to do.
Now I don't know how to ask a question for clarification.
You weren't asking a clarification. You made the statement. You made the statement first. And that was not a declarative question. That was a declaration. And then afterwards you're going to ask a question. That's okay. But you're asking a question after you've made a declarative statement. Did I have to do that? I have to at least do that. Then almost any question you ask after that, I don't even want to listen to.
All right.
Okay. Do you want to repeat what your question might have been following? At least I have to do that.
When you said there's nothing you have to do to be Gabriel, what did that mean?
Okay. It meant that if you have an image of Gabriel, there's nothing you have to do to meet that image, to be that image. And that's why I told you in Second Coming, don't create an image of Jesus and then think that you have to do the things of Jesus in order to be the Second Coming, because you're competing with an image that is wholly non-fiction, non-factual.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So then, yes, there's nothing you have to do to be or cause yourself to be or become a Second Coming, and he doesn't have to do anything to be or cause. The fact is, he can't do anything to be or cause Gabriel in that way.
Uh-huh.
Is that okay?
That's freaking awesome.
Then if we can say, you cannot judge, you cannot be judged, is it okay for me to say, you can't cause a freaking thing?
Yep.
Is that okay with you, Patrick?
Yes, it is.
Can I say, you can't cause Gabriel? You can live as Gabriel, but you can't cause it.
Say that, and it's absolutely true.
You understand that?
Yep.
So what I'm showing you is what to do to be as Gabriel, and you keep coming back at me as to, I don't know what to do, to say, to become Gabriel.
I'm telling you.
Do you understand?
Right. Yep. And there is no need to do anything to cause, period.
After all these years,
or the last, 2 weeks of Monday nights, that has been the most amazing realization.
Then I repeat 20 years. You can't cause a damn thing. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you can be and live in a certain way, and that's you. But you can't cause you. Is that okay?
Yes.
Is that okay with you, Patrick?
It is.
Now, last week we ended up with that I suggested that you consider or contemplate. I'm not going to give you the answer. Contemplate the possibility that the universe did not create life, but that life created the universe. In order to have a reliably accommodating and certain universe or environment in which to come alive. Is that okay? And did you consider it? And what or how did you arrive at anything?
That's okay, and I've done a great deal of considering and discussing with Karen, and it's the really neat thing is that it's the kind of the keys to the kingdom. This is what the condition of godness is all about, that you introduced so long ago and didn't want to talk about, it's so powerful to contemplate that I am in fact life itself particularized, and I have the freedom to
to absolute freedom to live as I desire. There are no holdbacks, and the universe has been built to support me doing that.
Could you put that in present day, in your life, daily language, meaning, understanding, so that we know what the hell you're talking about?
Let's see. I'm life, lifing itself every minute. I'm creating life.
No, you are life. It isn't that. Listen to what I said. Life created the universe. The universe did not create you. You are life itself. You're not creating life. You may be creating your lifetime, but you're not creating life. Okay, let me ask you. Let me ask it this way. Patrick, I want you to consider the meaning of that relative to Gabriel, and Andrew to consider that relative to Second Coming.
So I am life living as life as a Second Coming?
Well, don't ask me the question, tell me. I asked you to consider it, now tell me. Get your focus off of you. Get yourself focused on to Second Coming. That's what I said. But then you come right back at me and say, then I am.
Then Second Coming is life. And life is Second Coming.
But that doesn't say anything. A pig is a pig. It doesn't say anything for you. If life created the universe, can we say that Second Coming then creates your universe?
Oh, I see.
Then we can say in being Boris, I mean being Gabriel, Gabriel creates the Patrick's universe or environment.
Under the gun. That's pretty succinct. Yeah, that's pretty important. Holy crap.
So you don't have to be Pat until the doomsday, or Andrew until time runs out. In any lifetime, you can choose to be and live as anyone. Doesn't mean you can say, I want to be like Carl Jung and do what Carl Jung does and all of that. But you can be as Carl Jung, the same way as I was an architect. And I may think in terms of Frank Lloyd Wright. I couldn't do Frank Lloydish, but I was an architect. Okay, I do architect's things, and everything comes to me and shows to me in that way. I'm an architect. You be Gabriel on the one half, or you be Second Coming, and that is your life as Gabriel or Second Coming, and that then creates your entire universe.
Oh, yeah, it's so funny, right? Because most of the last 15 years I spent struggling trying to find a way to prove or confirm that I was what I wanted to be.
You wanted to be. You wanted to cause it in such a way that you could prove that that's who you are. Declare who you are. Well, that's all you need to do. And then live that in that way, and that entirely creates, then in that regard, that life creates your environment.
Yeah. So I was living that I wasn't, and the environment was that I wasn't.
That's right. And you were going to live that you wasn't until somebody proved that you was, and you're going to die trying.
Boy, I wish I'd known this.
I've been telling you this for years. Patrick, is that okay for you?
I said I wish I understood it, yeah.
Roger, I went and found the, I think it's around 16 articles that you wrote about infinite patterning.
Yeah.
I found those, and I'm going to reread those now.
Well, those had not come up to the level of what we are talking about today. Those articles were so long ago that they were trying to get you, as Connie would say, some little baby step away from Patrick and understand your relationship between you and the universe. For the simple reason that all those articles say, as I remember, is that the universe is there to hold things constant for you. Well, that's the same thing that we're talking about. Life created the universe to have a constant and consistent environment in which to come alive.
Is there another way of looking at that, and that the other pattern that we've spoken of? Let me say how I want to say this. It's the other way around. Life to the universe as universe is to life.
Yes.
No, it's the other way around. And so the life itself must be steady and reliable.
Thank you kindly, because life in creating the universe only created it as life is.
Reliable.
You see? Whereas everything that you've been taught is that life is not constant, consistent, and reliable. That happens to not be true. Because life is, and the universe is, in which you live. Not believing that, or believing something else, then you're not seeing the universe with those, let's call it, proper eyes. And you're not seeing yourself as proper eyes.
So universe is to life as life is to the universe. That's the word. So yes, okay. And then take that same pattern and then
Wait a minute. I don't want you to take that pattern. What I want you to do is to think that your universe is only as you life yourself to be.
Okay.
That's simpler in and more direct. In this way, if you life yourself to be as Gabriel, then the universe is to you as Gabriel is to you. Then you become yes. Gabriel, and that is your universe.
Yes.
So then there is no causing Gabriel or causing life to be that. You be as Gabriel, and then in that, life is to you, the universe is to you in that way.
Wow, yes.
And all of this comes together. So when you say, I don't know how to talk to you as Gabriel, all you have to do to yourself is announce quietly to yourself, I'm Gabriel speaking to Roger. Then you can say any damn thing you want to.
Yeah, I was in our talk yesterday. I told you, I thought it was like under pressure to come up with that, but it was actually so simple.
That's right.
It is so simple.
But it's only when you start doing that, then that you would say, well, maybe before I open my mouth, that isn't the way I would be proud of being as Second Coming or as Gabriel. You gradually change let's say, define yourself and command the universe as the Second Coming or as Gabriel in that regard. But you cannot do or become Gabriel. You merely announce that that's who you are. And what I then said to you before as do only those things that you would do eternally, I now say do only those things that you are proud of. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And proud of is the action, not the consequence.
Mm-hmm. That's important.
Okay. So, we got to go beyond where we've been. When I asked you last week to consider life created the universe, for you, Patrick created his universe, or the universe for Patrick, or the universe in a Patrick way. You live as Gabriel in the whole universe, and the memories of the universe as well, or of your past, will be as Gabriel, or for Andrew, Second Coming. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, as long as I got you on the phone. Does life seem to be a journey or a destination?
Life seems to be a journey.
Andrew, what do you say?
I say a journey.
But let's go back for a moment and say, what if you had said a destination? Then I would ask you, if life is a destination, what for you is that destination? Do you know?
Living as Second Coming is that destination.
That's not a destination. Living is not a destination.
Well, then I guess I would have said that being Second Coming or
being is not a destination. How about you, Patrick?
I think I'm seeing what you're talking about. That the so-called destinations that people and even myself talk about. I was going to say, as Patrick, the destination would be living forever, and you would have said living is not a destination.
Yeah, that's right. Or
neither is forever.
Or if what religion says is becoming one with God. And it sets the one with God as the destination.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, let's assume that for a moment. Can you understand a journey as a process without a destination?
Yes. Yes, me too.
So we'll go back to the other original question. Would you rather, you see, if it's a destination, you don't really know. Any wild ass guess is a definition, but you don't know. But if your life is a journey, you can live it that way, however way you want the journey to be.
Well, it's not good enough to say St. Paul, Minnesota. Mm.
No. Well, if life is a process or a journey, you just continue the process eternally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That follows. Is that okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, come on. give me a add to that. What does that imply? If you want to live life as a process, and if you assume that it is a process or a journey, you just continue that process eternally.
Yes.
Is that okay? Is that what you would you prefer that?
Over a destination, most definitely. Because
you would. So when I asked you before, would you be willing to continue your life today? You said no.
That's correct.
You want a different life, a different process, or a different destination. Now,
what I had thought was okay. I could process a different thing in a different way.
What does that mean?
As I desire.
What does it mean? What does it mean? Somewhere along the line, you got to stop giving me a bunch of crappy words and tell me what you're talking about.
Means I process my life so far as Andrew Lona body.
That doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. Come on, Andrew, get off of this language crap. Tell me what you're talking about. I've given you all the tools you need. Now tell me an answer.
I have to say I'm at a loss to apply what you've given me.
Okay. Then just follow me along.
Okay.
Would you be willing to live your loner body self and life as Andrew continuously or eternally, yes or no?
No.
If you were to live as the second coming, and the second coming created the environment and universe in which you lived, would you be willing to live that eternally, yes or no?
Yes.
See? Don't give me all these words about, well, I change something and do something and etc. Put it into words that you can understand. So, declaring yourself to be the second coming is the beginning of regenerating your body, self, and life from loner to second coming. Is that okay?
Yeah, freaking simple. That's amazing. That's really okay.
Then, wait a minute now. Okay, wait, let me see now. If you did that, and you were living in that way, and creating your universe in that way, because that's the way the universe works, would you be willing to continue yourself eternally in that way?
I would. I think I would, yes.
So, when I ask you, would you be willing, like I asked Pat, to continue Andrew eternally, you would probably say, no, I don't think so. And yet,
right?
Yet here we are saying that if you would regenerate Andrew as the second coming, then you're damn right I would, is the answer.
Yeah.
And that would be your environment. That would be your universe. That would be then you.
Yes.
Is this okay for you, Patrick?
Yeah. Yes, it is, very much so.
Now, let's assume you die. Okay? I'm going to kill you off. And then you come back in another loner body. Would you then be willing to regenerate that loner body to let's call it the second coming, and continue that.
I think so.
Why do you iffy it?
Yeah, I think so.
Why do you iffy it?
I was just pondering what you said. Did you say if I die?
You die. Now you resurrect it.
Mm.
You'll come back.
Mm. Mm. And regenerate my body as second coming?
Yes.
And would I be willing to live that forever and ever? Yes. Yes, yes.
And you died again. And you have an entirely new loner body as Sally Smith, whoever that is. Would you be willing to regenerate the body of and self of Sally Smith as the second coming?
Second coming, I think so. Yeah, sure.
Like Lemurians.
Lemurians.
The cult of Mary.
I mean, I know Lemurians, but what?
Forget it. Forget the statement. Okay. So even as Sally, you would do that again.
Mm-hmm.
So then we're arriving at something which you'd be willing to be today and willingly regenerate that over and over and over and over, regardless of what loner self you started out.
Yes.
Is that okay to you, Patrick?
Yes. I'm following very closely, yes.
So then life gives you the option, let's assume not it's setting it up this way, but the way life is, you can live again and again and again and again and again and again as a new and different loner person every day.
Yep.
Is that okay for you, Patrick?
Yes.
You could live as samurai and judge and pilot and Patrick, separate in every lifetime or every incident of your life. And life's okay. I mean, the universe is okay with that. Is that okay?
Yes.
But you would never know any continuousness of yourself. Is that okay?
It's not okay not to know, but okay that I understand that would occur.
But life then says, but you could regenerate your each loner self to be as you truly desire, let's say as Gabriel, and then you would live constantly and consistently as Gabriel, continuously, and know that.
And know that.
Would that be okay?
Yes.
So no matter what, no matter what loner body self that you were ever in again, you would resurrect yourself as Gabriel.
Yes.
And in resurrecting yourself as Gabriel, you are fully aware of yourself as a continuing being.
Mm. Yes.
Is that okay?
That's okay. And is it appropriate to consider that as with each iteration, it would take less time to remember the continuousness?
Well, that's why we gave you empires to then also then awaken yourself in that way.
Okay.
But then you would, whether you live a different loner body in every lifetime or every moment or every thing in that regard, or whether you lived yourself as Gabriel or something else, the way of yourself, and we're in that then aware of your continuousness or your eternalness, that would be okay.
That would be, yes, very okay.
And that would be okay for you, Andrew, in being the second coming. You can be one or the other. If you choose to continue your loner self, you have no awareness of yourself as a second coming. You have no awareness of yourself in any continuing way at all.
I understand that, yeah.
And do you understand that always and only begins with your regenerating yourself in life today?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
You understand that, Patrick?
Yes, I do.
Then that means that your eternal self is in your hands today.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, that's right.
Let's talk about, in light of this, let's see where the hell I am. Did I want to get into that yet? Okay, I want to get into this. Here's what I want to get into. If you did that, and in that you became aware of yourself as Gabriel or Livet, we don't want to leave you out of the conversation there, Miss Livet, or as Second Coming, is it possible for you to understand your immortality in being Livet, Gabriel, or Second Coming?
I suppose so, yes.
Patrick?
That's what I just said. Suppose so, yes.
Oh, I thought that was Andrew.
Yeah. No, that was Patrick, and I think so, yes.
You really think so? Okay. The word immortal can mean ongoing and continuous, not mortal. I-M means not mortal. But I-M also means, properly so, means within. Could you understand that you could only understand your immortality as a second coming, as Gabriel, or Livet, only in your mortal life? In a mortal life. Immortal. Immortal means immortality.
Ah, I see, said the blind man.
Why do you suppose that is?
Well, it's a thing of, in mortality you can conceive of immortal. In abiding, it's just, I don't know that you have a, it's just the way it is. I don't know, I'm not saying it very well, but I just don't know if you could compare anything or understand anything.
So what you're trying to say is that you can only know something by contrast. And if you don't have the contrast of mortal, immortal in that regard, or mortality and immortality, you can't know yourself as an immortal being except in being mortal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Is that okay with you, Patrick?
I got a question. Can you help me with something here? I think it's Conversations with God, whoever the hell wrote that. I don't remember that name.
It was a Canadian.
He was a Canadian. I remember that part.
And then he left Canada, and he's living in California, I think, or somewhere. Okay, what?
It's warmer down there. Anyway, it seems to me at some point he was, in his writings, he said God, in order to know himself, had to be not God.
or something like that.
Let's assume that.
Isn't that the same pattern we're talking about here?
All I'm talking about is a contrast. He could have created many other contrasts, because what he did say is then you have to know, in order to know who you are, you have to first know who you are not. And that creates a double dilemma right there, because if you can't know who you are until you know who you're not, and they're so tied together, then you cannot know who you're not until you first know who you are. But he never said or never went to that realization. He left it half said. But the point of that is true. But God didn't have to create I am and I am not. God didn't, I was and I am not, is also as well a contrast. Contrasting himself from what he was and who he is a big enough of contrast to know yourself. To know yourself as I was Andrew, and now I am the second coming, that alone gives you all the, gives you even more awareness in that regard. Because I was Andrew, I am now second coming. I was Pat, and I am now Gabriel, because you can feel that change rather than putting it into an opposition of not this.
Yes, I get that, yes.
So what I'm trying to do in all of this is being able for you to choose who you are willing to be, not as opposed to the loner self, because you were the loner self, now you are. And that in and of itself does not put one as opposed to the other. In fact, it allows you, I before spoke as the loner self, now I speak and live as Gabriel or the second coming. It doesn't put those in opposition at all.
No, it doesn't really.
You could speak
okay,
of...
Okay, I want to...
Go ahead.
I'm just curious, based on this. So if Andrew, or even if Second Coming continued forever and ever, would it have as much awareness as if that change takes place? What, meaning, would it understand greater immortality in changing?
You would understand that only in different mortal lives.
So the
life created the universe to give it more form and mortal lives in order for life to know itself. Is that okay?
Yes.
Is that okay for you, Patrick?
Yes. Ask Karen.
So, what I have said before so many times, you tell me what you want in life, and I'll tell you who you are. Now, if Andrew then wants to be Second Coming, that's who he is. If you want to be as Gabriel, that's who you are. This doesn't mean that Gabriel and Second Coming is a separate individual entity or self in and of itself that continues through life or something that. But it's if you really listen to what I'm saying something entirely different than that. Do you want to talk about what I'm saying different than that?
Yes. I'm not caught up to I do want to talk about it. I'm not caught up to you yet there.
Could you give me the giveaway statement again, or?
I don't know what you're talking about.
If you said something that was, I don't know what you're also saying.
Well, I don't know what you're asking me. You have to use the language of an 83-year-old, not a 42 or 43-year-old. I don't understand your language.
Did you say that if I understand what you're saying, then I understand you're also saying something else?
Okay, well, we can leave that question.
Okay.
Because you are making absolutely no sense to me in your language, in what you're saying.
Right.
I can't understand. Now, if I really, really, really try, no matter how much I do try to understand what you're saying, Andrew, can we not assume you don't understand what you're asking?
I don't know what I'm trying to ask. So I'm going to just...
Wait a minute now.
Yeah, leave it.
Wait a minute now.
Yeah?
Does that reveal that you don't know what you are selfing? Or trying to self?
That's interesting.
It shouldn't be interesting. It should be self-evident.
Yeah.
You can't believe.
Yes, it is.
Then everything you do or say is selfing. And so I can take the same words and say that what you do, in all of our conversation here, you go around somehow or other to convince yourself that you don't know what you're saying. You don't know what you're selfing or what you want to self.
Okay, yeah. I think that's so.
Then you were right back to square one. You want someone or something to tell you what is right or what you should self.
Oh, interesting, yeah.
And all I'm asking, I can answer, if you've got a question about that, I can answer it. But if you can't put the question into a form in nature that expresses your dilemma or your question, then you're selfing yourself that way. You're living that life. That's the life you're living.
Yeah, I heard you say something, and I don't know what you said.
Is it possible that you didn't want to hear what I said? You wanted to hear whether I said what you wanted to hear?
I guess that's possible.
Okay. What out of all that I have said tonight do you not want to hear?
Maybe it had something to do with being mortal. Seemed to somehow be necessary, as I heard it, for knowing immortal.
What's wrong with that?
I guess on its face, nothing, but I seem to... I don't know. That comes up as a thing. I don't
disagree with that, but does your religion come up with that thing? Your religion says you can be one with God and be yourself, the individual. That's crap shit. If you are one with God, then oneness means only one. You can't say, this is like the liar's paradox. You can't say oneness, but then immediately turn around and deny oneness.
Mm-hmm.
That's your languaging. That's the trouble with languaging. Tell me what you want. Do you want oneness? You're out of luck. Then that's fine. You can have oneness, but you can't know yourself or anything in oneness.
Mm-hmm.
Which do you want?
I think I want myself.
Then you cannot have yourself in oneness.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
I understand, yeah, that's okay.
Then why is mortality a problem?
Yeah, somehow, I guess it's just... I guess it's just that I don't want to die thing. It seems to require death.
Okay, let me back up. Are you willing to agree the possibility that your dreams are one long, continuous saga?
Yes.
Do you die at the end of a dream?
No.
Then in the next dream you continue.
No, yeah.
Then you go on in each dream, and put it all together, then you haven't died, you haven't ended. So you're living as a continuous being in your dreams and a discontinuous daily lifetime. But you think that the lifetime is continuous and the dreams are discontinuous.
Yep.
But we can say
Can I clarify something here? I want to clarify something here. I mean, as we sit here and talk about this, it seems, yeah, that's okay. I get that. I follow that in dreams. Last night I saw something on television about a guy who somebody tried to burn to death and he survived. And it was just, his story was just like, gosh, I mean, that seemed like a pretty painful way to go. He didn't die, but I think it just stuck in me. It's like, does it have to be like that painful? I mean, that's just like an old, as long as I've been alive, kid kind of thing.
Andrew, I don't understand. Why do you take an hour and a half of our conversation, throw it out the window, and go back to being a two-year-old?
I'm not sure what.
What did we say with everything that you do, you are selfing? And in selfing, yeah, in the action, then the universe responds to your action. Do you think this happened to the guy? Or did he self himself that way? Did he action and command the universe in that way? Do you really, really think that life is a freeing accident? You say you want control, but you won't take one iota of understanding in how and the way you control. Life happens to you. No. Life created the universe. And life created the universe so it could be as it truly desires. You can be as you truly desire. Why? Could he say, could you as well look at that as, here is someone who really, really, really wanted to get rid of this loner body self?
That's interesting.
Could Patrick say his two brothers, boy, they really wanted to get rid of their loner body self?
That's a fact.
But the point of it is, you don't... I'm trying to show you that you don't have to go to that extreme. But I'll go to a better place. Your better place is right here, and you can, let's allow me this, divest yourself of the loner body and self, and live the self and life you truly desire right now by regenerating. And in the regenerating of your body self, you're resurrecting yourself as you truly desire. What more can I offer you? JC was so stupid, he said, man, I gotta hang around here and tell him, I'll be back in 3 days. Y'all hold tight now for a while, y'all hear me? I'm trying to get it so you can do it in your life today, right now. Resurrect yourself. Don't wait 3 days. You can do it now. No rolling stones are required. No empty tombs are necessary.
Good thing there's a shortage of the land.
We're out of rolling stones and empty tombs.
Yeah, we're all out of them here.
But does anybody begin understanding then that if you are selfing yourself with every word, and which then you follow with every action, then you are selfing the universe itself, then that means you can self yourself any way you truly desire. And in that, then command the universe to be however you truly desire it to be. Oh, excuse me. When you regenerate your body as such, then you are living the self you prefer. In regenerating yourself as Gabriel or as Second Coming, you're living the self as you prefer, not as you truly desire. Before that, you are living as you truly desire to become. But after that, you are living as you prefer being. No comment?
It's hard to make a comment on something that says, holy
crap. Yeah.
Straightforward.
Well, that's a comment. What's wrong with that? Then you say, oh, okay, then if that's the case, it's so simple for me to be and live as Gabriel. Is that okay?
That's bloody okay.
Great.
Then is this, then can we say that your immortal self and life are at stake today, in everything,
oh, wow.
In everything you do.
Oh yeah.
Is there anything? Is there anything that I have said that indicates that your eternalness or immortality or your everlasting life depends on the whim of God?
Nothing you said, even a hint of that.
Is anything I say yet that seems to indicate that you earn these things?
Not enough.
Is there anything that says you have to do and obey the rules in order to have this?
None whatsoever.
My question then is, do you understand that by not regenerating yourself and life in this way and living as Gabriel or living as Second Coming, you are forsaking your awareness of your immortality?
Absolutely,
yes.
And do you understand that that is at stake?
Very much, yes. So. Just clarified something I was going to ask. Thank you.
And it's at stake today and resolvable today.
Yes.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. Is there anything that I have said that has not given you a completely new image of life to live by, life and self to live by?
No, it's a new, definitely a new image of life and self. Yes.
What is that image? Missy's trying to save you guys. Saying, your image is so clear you can't speak a word. What is the image you have now of life that is so other different, maybe, than the image you've been living as a loner being?
The image I have is that what I declare and live, I be, and life is that way for me.
No matter what?
Pretty much. Yep, no matter, actually, no, not pretty much, no matter what.
But what, when you say, and live, does that mean?
That means I declare second coming and always live that I am second coming and all things are me living as second coming.
Tell me that again. Tell yourself that.
I declare that I'm second coming and in all things I am second coming and for me all things are me living. I mean, you know, I get a letter in the mail. I open it up. That's me living second coming. Everything is me living second coming. That's what I mean by living it.
What have you done up to now?
I have always lived up to now that I have this sense of myself and how do I get there and be that and what do I have to do to cause it and prove it.
What have you done up to now?
Catholicism.
Patrick, do you want to add to that?
What I've done up to now, I've always tried to live up to some kind of standard or measure external to myself.
The first thing you've done is live as Pat. You've declared yourself as Pat. You live as Pat. No matter where you get the standard or whatever it is, that case, you live as Pat and you die as Pat. You are not Pat. You never were Pat, but you die as Pat and you start all over again. You were never samurai. You were never the judge, yet you live that. You were never the pilot, yet you live that. Do you understand how I can say you were never that, but you live that?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, what? Don't say uh-huh. Tell me.
Means I can understand that. I am not that, but I lived, pretty much I limited my whole being down to this one identity, and I never got off of it.
In every life?
Yeah. And yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? It's like, it was a different life and a different, but I did the same damn thing.
Over again.
With that one.
the next life was not you. You didn't want it, and it wasn't you, and yet you lived it.
And I never figured out in all that time, doing that each time with someone different.
You didn't understand what?
Oh, I just said I didn't understand. I kept doing the same thing, even though I was someone different each time.
Can't you do better than expressing it in a better way and manner than that? Patrick, do you want to try?
There was... let's see. This is... Gabriel's going to give it a shot here. Holy crow, does that ever look different? Patrick never lived samurai as samurai, but lives the samurai pattern today.
I thought you were going to talk to me from Gabriel. Can you say from Gabriel that you lived as samurai and that wasn't really me?
I thought that might be a bit too simple. No, okay, yes.
All of this is simple. Don't complicate it. I'm trying to simplify it for you guys. If you're going to speak to me from Gabriel, you can say, as you did, you've announced it. Now you can use the pronoun I. I lived as samurai, and that wasn't even me. I lived as the judge. But that wasn't me.
Son of a gun, I get it, yes.
Do you understand that?
I do, as Gabriel.
So as soon as you announce the pronoun, you can then use it and relax your speaking and then speak from Gabriel.
That makes so much sense now. Of course, I lived samurai, but that wasn't me. Just as I'm living Patrick, and that's not me.
Thank you kindly.
Wow.
All right, Gabriel, then who are you?
I am the messenger. A messenger.
But don't give me a description. I want you to describe who you are.
No, but I'm sorry. Roger, you said don't give me a description. Describe who you are.
Yeah. There's a difference between giving me a description, like as in a word, that's a different than describing. A word is a substitute. It's a pronoun. It's a word that's supposed to convey a description. Now I want you to describe it. Don't use words to try and convey it. Describe it directly.
Okay, I am life itself expressing as Gabriel.
And you lived as samurai, but you are not samurai. Is that okay?
Yes.
You lived as the judge in Rome, but you are not the judge in Rome. You lived as the pilot, but you are not then the pilot. Who are you? Who do you say you are?
I am life.
Yeah, but that doesn't tell me anything. That life is trying to use a word to describe. I want you to describe, not use a word to describe.
Okay, I am life expressing, coming alive to express itself and know itself.
Okay. So, you lived as samurai, but you were not samurai. Did you self yourself as samurai?
Yes, I did.
Did you self yourself?
Well, my body self myself as self itself as samurai.
Okay, but did that, then as samurai, you in everything you did, you selfed yourself, right?
Correct.
So then you are all of those in one. So all of those lower selves, then, are the provenance of you, Gabriel.
Correct.
But they're not you. Can you understand that the whole is greater than the sum of the parts?
Oh, yes, yes.
So then everything you do, you're selfing yourself, but you are not that thing you do. You are Gabriel.
Selfing.
Selfing.
Yes.
Then can we say that, or are you, can we say then, and listen very carefully and be sure you do, that you are not Gabriel. You are the life of Gabriel.
Ah! Lights went on, yes.
You see?
Yes. Holy crow, yes.
All right. Does any of this ring somehow or other in this regard familiar relative to 2 + 3 = 5?
Yes.
So if you declare yourself as to who you are as, say, Gabriel, then all things make sense, and you can be and live all things, all universal things, in the particular way of Gabriel.
Correct.
And be aware of that.
And be aware of it, yes.
Okay, let's assume that's the case, and you wanted to create Gabriel now, in this way. If you did only those things that you are proud of as Gabriel, then wouldn't that be okay?
That would be more than okay, yes.
So that no matter if then you were always and only Gabriel and proud of being Gabriel, that would be okay?
That would be very okay, yes.
Because then you wouldn't have to be somebody different all the time in order. You could be an individual that you are totally proud of in this regard and live eternally everything in life as Gabriel that you are proud of. And it would make no difference because nothing then is forbidden or withheld from you.
That's correct.
And for Andrew, the second coming, would that be okay?
That would be just fine. It is just fine.
So then in all of this, life, which is universal, created the universe so that it could be particular. And in that particularness that is reliable and accommodating life that is universal could know itself and always and eternally know itself. Is that okay?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything in that image that you have ever had of yourself in and life in the past?
Not a piece.
I can't say there is, no.
Then can we say that life is in control of the universe, not that the universe is control of you? And that in that way, if you always did what you were proud of as a second coming, you commanded the universe in that way to be that way for you. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Nothing wrong with that at all.
But if the universe creates life, then life is dependent upon the universe. But if life creates the universe, then the universe is dependent upon life. And that life is you. The universe that you live in is fully dependent upon you.
Yeah, you always said something like that.
Well, I wouldn't want to change my story in the midst of midstream.
No.
Is that okay for now?
That's pretty damn great for now.
Okay, well, do you have a better handle on selfing? What is the handle you have on selfing?
That everything I do is my selfing. Everything I do is selfing.
So, it isn't a matter of doing things right or proper or accordingly. Everything you do is selfing, and then in that regard, there is no right to do or wrong not to do.
Correct.
And
absolutely.
And you can say that simply because no one, not even yourself, can judge you.
That's really interesting. Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Just fine.
Well, one last thing. I said, as an architect for 50 years, I'd only been invited to, I think it was 4 or 5, building openings because the individual wanted to get to reject the architect so that it could be the client's building.
Mm-hmm.
Does that not mean that no matter what you do, no one can reject you? You cannot be rejected. Not even by yourself. Are you beginning to sense that everything that is the foundation and basis of religion, forgiveness, love, rejection, compensation, all of these things, salvation, no matter what it is, totally irrelevant?
Totally irrelevant.
And what we live them and believe them that they're true simply because the loner body thinks they are true. Is it possible then that, and you're still in doubt about what I'm saying, but is it possible then that you regenerate yourself as second coming, or you regenerate yourself as Gabriel, and all the judgments and the forgiveness and all of that stuff goes away because they are not a part of yourself then any longer. They are only part of yourself as a loner being.
Yes.
Okay.
Very interesting.
Then I'm through for the night for now.
Thank you very much, Roger. Really appreciated that.
All right. Then go forth.
All right.
Go forth and Gabriel.
Thank you. I shall.
Well,
I am.
Well, there is one thing you've got to... Patrick, there's one thing you've got to know if you are Gabriel.
What's that?
You have to toot your own horn. Bye now.